Oui et non. Oui et non. So basically, yes and no. Oui et non. So because I thought, you know, it might be useful to make this video. In some situations, I've been assuming that people would understand and would know how to use oui et non, but it's not always the case. And well, basically, I don't expect them to do that. And as I am doing this video and this series of videos for beginners and total beginners, then this is the reason why I thought it might be useful to introduce oui, yes, and then non, no. So basically, when you have a question here, well, in French, you can answer with oui, yes, or then with non, no. It might seem simple, but it's just the way it is, and let's make it quite clear. And that's the reason why we have this question. Vous parlez français? Okay, basically, do you speak French? I just put that in that order because normally it should be verb first and after the subject if we want to construct a correct question. But in many situations, especially when we talk, we can keep the same order, we just need to raise the voice at the end. So, of course, l'Académie Française would like me to put them in the other order, but basically, you will hear many French people and many French-speaking people just keep the same order and raise their voice at the end. Okay? Vous parlez français? So, basically, it's a question: do you speak French? And in that case, you've got, well, two possible answers, and if you want to actually answer, in a short way, the first option would be oui or then non. Of course, at one point, and that's the reason why we'll have these videos, you will have the possibility to construct sentences, but basically, if you want to answer shortly, it's not rude. It's quite just you just show that you don't really want to talk that much, but basically you just answer to the question. So oui, yes, and then non, no. Let's see now how it will work if we have a question, but if this question is at the negative form. Okay? Because in that case it's somehow a bit tricky because strangely for the affirmative answer, it won't be oui, but it will become si. And then for the negative, it will be exactly the same, it will be non. Okay, so keep in mind if you get a question, but then this question is at the negative form, then instead of using oui, you will use si, but then non will be the same. Okay, so let's see the same question. Vous ne parlez pas français? So you don't speak French, okay? So this is how it works for the negative form. Don't worry, in few videos I will explain you how it works exactly, okay? But at this point it's only to introduce oui, non, si, non, okay? So it's a negative question in that case. You don't speak French? And the answer would be si, or then non. Obviously, at one point, you would like to make sentences instead of using these two possibilities, okay? But it's just to show you that, you know, actually, you've got these two options. So if you've got a question, the first one would be oui or then non. If it's a negative question, then it will be si or non, okay?